The Word of God's alive. I'm going to tell you, Ricky don't just come to church and do it here. I've been in the cafe with him. I've been in the garage over at Dobson Trucking and out in the parking lot with him. He praises God wherever he's at. And I'll be honest with you, if y'all don't mind me being honest, and this ain't going to be no slur, it's going to be the truth. Bless God, I could have used some of them amens Wednesday night. I preached the best I know how. You couldn't get an amen. You couldn't get a hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's the quietest world we'll ever live in, church. Amen. We're going to preach on what God's laid on my heart. And old Paul said our flesh had no rest. And I'm going to tell you, if we're in the work of God, our flesh don't have no rest. And America today is looking to rest the body. We're looking to give ourselves a vacation, to put us in la-la land, put us till we are at ease and don't have no problems. Amen. And it ain't going to be that way if we're true born-again Christians. And Paul definitely set the example for us here. And we'll read 17 and 18th verse of the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. We'll go into the 7th chapter. Glory to God. And he said, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you." So why today is the church not received into the glory of God? Because we've not come out from among the world. We're still just like the world. You can't tell us from the world. We still go to the places the world goes. We still shout about the things that the world shouts about. Glory to God. We've not separated ourselves. And he said, "And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." May God add a blessing to his holy word. So, you know, when a real daddy, he said, "Children, you can come to your daddy." Amen. You can come to your daddy anytime you want to. Honey, glory to God. If the Holy Spirit of God is drawing us, we can come to our Father. And while we go to our Father, amen, and can't get an answer, we are too far away from God. We've went in the wrong direction. We've got separated from God. And as the brother said, a backslid on God. And when we're backslid on God, we don't pray down the power of God. All we can pray is repentance. We read that there Wednesday night. Glory to God. All we can pray is a prayer of repentance for ourselves. Amen. And we can't pray for nobody else. Why is the church pews empty today, honey? Because we've lost contact with God. Why is people at one time praised God and made their victory laps? Why are they in pain and agony today out of the will of God, honey? Because they walked away from God. They tried to give rest and satisfaction to their soul, and the Spirit of God moved out. Honey, we're living in a crucial time today. I never dreamed that we would see in our political system, I never dreamed that I would see the things that we're seeing today. And I thought about the FDA. The American FDA has just approved a birth control pill, honey, that will kill little children. And we say we are a God-fearing nation. Honey, the spirit of the devil has moved up on our leadership. The spirit of the devil has moved into our churches, and we've not rebuked it with the power of Almighty God. We've not come against sin. I thought about, let's read the Word of God, the 7th chapter, and he said, "Having therefore these promises," we've got the promises, honey. He said, "If we would come out from among the world and be a separate one," he said, "I'll receive you," glory to God. So we can't be received of God still walking in sin. And he said, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves." I want us to look at what that Bible said there. He said, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God." And I thought about us Baptists are so afraid that we're going to get close to perfection that we go out and make excuses, say, "Well, I can't be perfect. perfect anyway. I'm telling you, there's not a one of us in here today that couldn't be better than we are being. We could testify more than we can testify. And you know, Ricky can't give my testimony. I seen the little boy when he was cussing. When he come in the store, they'd say, watch him, because he'll steal everything he can get his hands on. Running around in his little diapers and pieces of candy stuck down in it. Don't tell me God can't save, honey. I'm going to tell you something. About 5 hours ago, five hours, a month or so ago, his daddy come and sat on our porch, glory to God, and talked with us. Amen, amen. So he's not dead. He's still alive. There's still a change for the Holy Ghost, a power of God in him. And I know his family. I know how he was raised. I'm glad for his testimony. I'm glad, glory to God, for the power of God. But I'm sad today because we have lost our testimony. We have lost our desire to praise God. We've lost our desire to be in the house of God. We've lost our desire, honey, to stand out and be persecuted for the name of Jesus' sake. We've lost contact with God. Crawl back in our hole, and our body is tired, as Paul said. There was no rest for his soul, his old flesh. I'm telling you here today, we cannot separate the flesh and the spirit, honey. We need to get on the firing line for God, on the altar of God, and start separating the flesh and the spirit. Honey, the flesh will put you down sick. The flesh will put you out of commission. The flesh will shut up your mouth. The flesh will stop you from praising God. The flesh will run you out of the house of God. The flesh will take you into destruction. And when the windup of it is, it's hellfire and brimstone forever. Glory to God. We need to quit listening to the flesh today and see what the Spirit of God said. Can I tell you something? Butch taught on it wonderfully this morning. But oh, Isaiah, glory to God, 700 and some years before Jesus, amen, he prophesied. Where did he get it from? I'm glad he wasn't in the flesh. I'm glad he wasn't in the world. We've been there to the Dead Sea Scrolls that they found them in. The Bedouins found them in an old cave, and they brought out the word of Isaiah, and he prophesied that there'd be a child born, glory to God, and the government would be upon his shoulders. Why am I kind of carry the weight of the world today? I need to turn it over to Jesus. I'll let Jesus have my weight. I've got some cares on me right now. I'm not handling well. I'm looking to Jesus to help me, to give me strength, to give me courage, glory to God, to go on. And you know, if everybody else quit shouting, I'm going to shout a little bit anyhow, because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I know my name's written in the Lamb's book of life, glory to God. And he said in the second verse, he said, receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. Paul had a clear conscience. And he went to the church in Corinth. And we've been there in the edge of Corinth, and it's the church of Corinth. Honey, and it's still evil there. It's trouble there. It's a rejection there. And all over Israel, there's a rejection there of the Holy Spirit of God. And I see in America, honey, the rejection of the Holy Spirit of God moving into our homes, moving into our churches, because we're not willing to fight for what's right. I'm glad, glory to God, Jesus was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He could have called 12 legions of angels. He could have stopped the cross, but he seen you and I, glory to God. He endured the cross. He fought the battle. And I prayed my prayer last night, God, help me to endure the battle that's before me. Help me not to back down and give in. Help me not to give place for the devil. When the word of God hits you, it'll straighten you out, honey. I don't preach to you like this because I don't love you. I preach to you like this because I love your soul. I appreciate what God has done for me and how many times you've prayed for me. I don't want to see one of you back in the world. If you get back in the world, your prayer's not heard for me. I need you on the firing line for the glory of God. Oh, Paul said, I ain't wrong, no man. The third verse, he said, I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you. So Paul brought it in love. He said, I've not come to hurt you. He said, I'll not condemn you. I love you. And today, us Americans can't get out of the flesh. Us Baptists can't get out of the flesh. Let me go on down the road. Us Pentecostal can't get out of the flesh enough to let God correct us because we think everybody is condemning us. Honey, if we're in sin today, we've been condemned already. Glory to God, the Word of God has brought out our sins. It showed us our sins. It's told us what we need to do. And when we get hit with the Word of God, we swell up just like a suck egg dog. Amen. And crawl back in our shell and said, I won't say amen. I won't praise God. I won't be in church regular. I'm not going to uplift Him in any way. I'm going to back away from Him for the simple reason that they told you the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So the same little boy that stole candy and they said, watch him when he comes to the store. The same little boy is watched in church because he's crazy. Amen. Because he believes in God. The Bible said, we preached it three Wednesday nights ago, we believe according to the Scripture. And according to the Scripture, it says endure to the end. It says to finish this race. It says to give God praise, honor, and glory. It tells me my flesh is nothing. Without the Holy Spirit of God within me, I'm a dead man. Glory to God. But with the Holy Spirit of God in me, I'm alive. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My God is not dead. They've took him out of school. They've moved him from a White House. But my God is still alive. They've moved him from church to church and didn't want the power of God, but my God is still alive. He's a healer. That ain't the only testimony of a son being touched. I'm glad we got a God that touches sons and daughters, that pulls it together when we can't make it work. I'm glad we got a God that's still reaching out. Mac Mickles, I'm going to tell you, y'all going to need more God in the next few years than you've ever needed before. A beautiful little old girl's going out into this world. Honey, and I'm going to tell you, there's a sexual desire for the flesh. Hey, man, that'll take you down a road that you can't get back. Little boys and girls ruined for the rest of their life. And the church crowd and the devil's crowd sitting back laughing at them. There's people that ought to be sitting in our pews today that have let Satan rob them of their salvation, rob them of their joy, rob them of the enjoyment of serving God, being in the house of God, and we've quit the fight. It's good to watch it on TV, but I need church, honey. You need church. We need church. Little girls, we need church. Amen. More than we've ever needed church before. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He said, great, Paul said, great is my boldness in the fourth chapter, verse. Boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all of our tribulations. He said he's joyful in all of his tribulations. And then you can read back in the fifth and sixth chapters of Corinthians and some of the things that Paul went through and how he was persecuted, beat down, shipwrecked, thrown out. People didn't want him. Amen. He was talked about, knocked down in every direction he went. Honey, and he joyed. There was comfort in his tribulation, knowing that God Almighty was surrounding him and taking care of his every need. Oh, what a Savior we got today, honey. And he said in the fifth verse, and this is where our message come from. And when we were come to Macedonia, oh, Paul said this. He said, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. And I thought about, I've never seen the fear fall on America as a fear has fell on America in the last year and a half. I've never seen a trouble and things fall on people and tribulation. They're not handling tribulation and the fightings and the fears. And I've never seen people so bold to stand up against the Word of God. I've never seen people so bold when you go knock on their door and invite them to the house of God. I've never seen them so bold, amen, glory to God. I've never seen them so bold to turn the man of God away. I've never seen them so bold to stand at the hospital and say, you can't go in because of what's that new thing they've come out with? It ain't Priya. What is that? But it's privacy of the people. I said, bless God, they don't want privacy for me. They sent word for me to come pray with them. Amen. But you've got to have documented proof. Amen. You've got to have Priya Bush to get in. You've got to have a snot test and a corona test and a blood works and everything to get in and tell somebody about Jesus. But you can go to the bar and walk straight in. Hello, church. You can go to the abortion clinic and walk straight in. I'm going to tell you, we're serving Satan more than God. They're doing everything they can to stop the Word of God. I thought about even the batteries, amen. Raise your head up back there, buddy. He come to me and he said, I promise you, I got new batteries in your thing. This broadcast is going to California today. I hope there's a queer out there that feels the Spirit of God and knows he can't go to heaven, amen. I hope there's somebody in fornication and adultery that wakes up. Bless God, they can't go to heaven that way. Some old slick back preacher stood up and said, bring your tithes, and you've been saved when you was a little child and you was all right. Bless God, we ain't all right till we make it into heaven. I ain't got my new body yet. I still got this flesh that's tired, Todd. This flesh that's wore out. This flesh that's beating me down in every step. But glory be unto God. I'm glad. Hallelujah, there's a spirit within me that's moving like it ain't moved in a while. That'll stir your heart, glory to God. That'll bring an old dead, worn out body together. I'm glad we can overcome flesh for just a few minutes and get the glory of God bubbling in our soul and get a prayer through, Jamie, until God can work in somebody's life. I believe somebody has been touched this morning by the Holy Spirit of God. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I went and knocked on the door. David Dolphin Balls one time. That's when he was living with his mama. You know what he told her? He said, go get you some clothes on.
Yeah, tell it, Pastor.
Go get you some clothes on. That respect's gone. Amen.
Amen.
I believe if we got the Holy Ghost power of God on you, I believe you'll shine.
Amen, brother. We do.
I believe you'll shine as the day star. Amen. I believe you'll be a light. The wise men seen the star over Bethlehem. Y'all may not agree with me on this, but he said they were from the east.
Yep.
And every time I've read about the Bible, and when I sit in Jerusalem and I look to the east, it was across Jordan. Not on the Jerusalem side, it was across Jordan.
Listen, Lord.
So I'm seeing these wise men over there in Jordan,
yeah.
Maybe Moab, some of these wise men that had myrrh, frankincense, and gold,
yeah,
to bring in the gift. Them poor shepherd boys, all they had is their sheep. Yeah. Woo! I'd rather be a good old shepherd boy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And he said, and our flesh had no rest. Can I tell you something? A true born-again child of God has not much rest at night. I'm going to tell you to lay awake and care about burdened souls. I've got a sheep that one time sat right there that's gone astray. It's still alive, but it's in another pasture. It's not in the green pasture that God sent. Oh, I had an amen that sat right there.
Amen, brother.
that would shout the victory, glory to God. But they're in another pasture. Hello? I'm going to tell you, because the flesh got weak. The flesh got afraid. The flesh got it wanted to be where it wanted to be. The flesh got its feelings hurt. I had them sitting here that would shout, that testified for 18 years. Amen. So glad to be at Mount Vernon. I love my pastor, but they're in a different pasture today. I'd like to tell you something, honey, about shepherds. Glory to God. We'll never have much. A real shepherd will never have much. We won't be Joel Osteen's. Hello. Come on, honey. We'll have our sheep. But inwardly, let me tell you something. I've been in the tents, and I've been into the rocks where they raise sheep. And they put up little sticks, and they had their little ewe lambs here. Amen. And they had their sheep here, and they slept over here. They were right in there with them. I'm going to tell you, they didn't live in castles. I've been into the place that they claimed Jesus was born, and I got to take it. Amen. Glory to God. It wasn't much that I'd want to live in. But it was a rock cave, and they had built a church over the top of it. And there's a walkway out of that, and there was a place right there. They had the little fence. I'm glad the Word of God is a little fence to keep us in. I can jump the fence. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, Butch brought it out as the bells ring, and the bells keep ringing. I'm glad an old cow, glory to God, that I was bad to jump the fence. They put a bell on her so they could find her. I'm glad I got a bell on me, amen, that keeps ringing. I can jump the fence once in a while, but there ain't no peace of God. Let me stay in the fence of God. Let me stay in the trouble and the tribulation of the fights that I've got to fight today for the glory of God. Well, hallelujah, 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 glory to God. I need to praise God for the comfort and tribulation. I need to praise God for what He's delivered us from. Oh, glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let me read. Listen to what the Word of God said. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted me by coming of Titus. So listen there. Titus was a great comfort to Paul, because Paul was cast down. Paul was laughed at. He was made fun of. But God sent Titus to him. Has God ever sent somebody to you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I've had a hard week, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Blessing, Father.
It ain't about money, okay? But of this week, a man from a Church of Christ never been to my house, and he called me. He said, I'm out here at the Highway 89. Where do you live? And I said, well, you're close. Just come right by that store and right on out through the white gravel. And the stop sign, I said, run the stop sign and come right on.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
He come, we got out and we talked. Ricky, I got to give him a short testimony.
Come on.
A short testimony. And he said, I appreciate your all's church. Not me. He said, I appreciate your all's church, what you do. I'm going to tell you, if you're down, this ought to comfort you. God sent Titus. He said, don't make this no big deal. He said, me and the wife talked this over and said, we just want to help. And he put on here, and I can't even say it. Discretionary. Use it like you want to.
Yeah.
Ain't putting no strings on it. And he said, we've been led by God. And we talked on, and I told him about my heart attack. And I said, what meant so much to me is in the hospital, and they sent me a picture of 57 people from our church left revival and come and prayed for me around the altar. Why couldn't they have done it here? It would have meant a lot to me here, and a lot prayed for me here. But they come to my house at my old altar, poured out their heart to God. And I said, that's why I'm still here. And he said, you carry a rock every time you go down there? I said, yes, sir. Would you like to see? He said, yeah. And when he got up, he said, this is amazing.
This,
a man that brought comfort to me to tell me, I appreciate you, church.
Come on.
Said, I love you, sheep. That's what he said. to a shepherd, I love your sheep.
Amen.
And he said, me and the wife has talked it over. No denominational bears. $1,000, church. To our church.
Thank you, Lord.
That'd pay the light bill a month, 2 months, 3 months. One will hold back, but another will give.
Amen.
I can see Paul beat down. I can see where he went in the church and is full of the Holy Ghost power of God. He wanted to tell them that God, that I don't kill Christians no more. I don't persecute Christians. I don't collect taxes no more. I'm a child of God. And they beat him down and said, we don't want you. We don't want you. They done the same thing to Jesus. We don't want you. I can see where their heart was broken. Can you look in your life and see where we broke the heart of Jesus so many times? Because the flesh is unruly. The flesh does things that we don't even want it to. I've woke up time and time again on the weekend morning and say, why did I drink this rot gut? Why did I break myself into this place? Why did I spend all of my money? Because I was weak and listened to my father, the devil. I'm glad I can wake up in the morning and say, I'm glad I got the victory in Jesus. I'm glad I got redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Dale, I'm glad I ain't the old man I used to be. Glory to God, we can shout once in a while. There's still joy in the Lord. Amen. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And he said, nevertheless, God, the comforter, comfort those that are cast down. Comfort us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. He said he was down and he was in prison there. And he said, my flesh had no rest when I was in Macedonia. But here come a man, Titus, and it wasn't just at the presence of Titus. He said, I come by Corinth there at your people. And he said, some of them people still loves you. He said, I was comforted in the good news of that Titus brought. I thought about, glory to God, when I ought to get knocked out of the way as pastor, I hope I can come back by Mount Vernon and have some good news that you still love me, that you're still praying for me. I'm going to tell you, that would be comfort to an old pastor that know that somebody hadn't forgotten, somebody hadn't left him go by. I thought about it, and I've visited time and time again in a nursing home, mamas and daddies that's put in there, glory to God, that's been forgotten. Nobody cares about them. A mama and a daddy that tried to raise you and to feed you, and nobody comes by anymore. I've seen brothers and sisters in there and nobody comes by anymore. And Satan doing everything that he can to stop us from visiting us. Few that do visit, glory to God. I'm glad this week, hallelujah, Jamie and I eat breakfast there one morning, Friday, and I run up on some people out of Logap, and they said, this is so odd. Said, last night we had visitors and we were talking about you. I'm glad for the comfort of all Almighty God. I was beat down. I was kind of out of heart. I didn't know what I needed to do next. But glory to God, a few words there, and the next thing I know, the glory of God began to shine, and I was rejoicing. I'd like to tell you something. It won't hurt nothing for you to brag on somebody once in a while. Give them honor and glory while they walk. Roger Veer, I appreciate y'all coming on. Emma, I thank you for coming on by yourself. Glory to God. A long drive now. I know you moved away, but it's a long drive. God give you grace to come back. I'm glad you've come through your troubles and your tribulations to be in the house of God today. I could have sat at home and said, Lord, preacher, you're 80 years old. Nobody don't like you. I said, I believe I'll just lay out today. What a Mr. Blessing. And I know you love me. Somehow I know you love me. You got to stay with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't wear your feelings on your shoulder. Hey, glory to God, just let it go by. They beat Jesus. I know they're going to beat me. Eighth verse, for though I made you sorry with a letter. Well, Paul wrote them a letter, and that's what this is. I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that some epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. You know, sometimes it breaks our heart. I don't want to repent of the message we preach. Sometimes it breaks our heart when somebody takes it wrong. Or when you said the best you know how to help somebody and they take it wrong. When they slur you or smart off at you. Or come out the door. Some still comes out the front door. Smart off at you just a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. I don't take it as a smart at it. I just take it for joy. Just take it for joy. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry. We ain't rejoicing because you got your feelings hurt, but I rejoice because you repented.
Amen.
Amen. But that you sorrowed for repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner that ye might receive damage by us in no nothing. Not receive damage by us in nothing. Neighbor, I'm telling you, they some out of church today that sit on our front rows that have said I hurt their feelings. I'd like to go with a Brillo pad and rub their sore spot.
Yeah.
Amen. And then pour alcohol in it.
Come on.
When are we ever going to grow up as Christians? When are we're children. We can't get out of flesh. Well, I'll hit hardship before I get home. I know before I go to bed tonight. Tenth verse. For godly sorrow worketh repentance. I'm about done. I just got a short message, Ricky. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Can I tell you we're sorry we got caught? We're sorry we got messed up. We're sorry we just give up and laid out of church. But godly sorrow worketh repentance. Godly sorrow. By the way, we're going to have church the 26th. That's the day after Christmas. By the grace of God, we're going to have church Wednesday night. If you let flesh take you shopping, hello? If you let flesh cook for your family that's lost, hello, the Spirit of God ain't going to bless your taters. Amen. I'd like for God to bless my pintos. And every time they took a spoonful out, a spoonful come back. God just kept blessing my pintos. Amen. We've wondered up here, you reckon we'll have enough? Hey, didn't nobody never have to leave hungry that I know of. Amen. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Sorrow of this world worketh death. I'm going to read one more verse, maybe two, I don't know. But the 11th verse said, for behold, this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after, a godly sort. And he said, what carefulness it wrought in you. And the next part said, what clearing of yourselves. What clearing of yourselves. It said in the first verse of the 7th chapter, it said, cleanse yourself. But then it goes down in the 11th verse, and it said, clearing of yourselves. And I jotted down a scripture here. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful workers of darkness, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship with them. So that's clearing ourselves of the world. The first verse I read in the 6th chapter, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. So I've got to be in the world. I can't get out of it, but I don't have to partake of the godly, ungodly things that's happening today. I bet if Ricky, I don't care where he was at, but I bet if he was around a bunch that was cussing, I bet he drowned them out.
Yeah.
I bet they'd move on to the next table. Think about it. And they call him crazy, but we don't want to be crazy like Ricky.
No,
we'd like to be a calm, subtle Christian if we could. Cleanse ourselves of yourself. Yea, what indignation. And man, I looked up this word indignation. He said anger aroused by injustice or baseness or beat down. But he said, I look at you and your indignation, it's changed. You're not holding grudges against people no more. You're not mad because they mistreated you. He said, and I won't quote this exactly, but he said, if you've been found a fault and you are at fault, said what glory is it? But if they persecute you when you are not in the wrong, amen, that's when the glory comes.
Amen.
So our indignation towards people that beat us down should change. Amen, should change. And he said, what fear? What fear of God? This worries me to no extent. No extent. We care about the flesh.
Preach.
I do it. We'll run it to the doctor.
Preach.
We'll powder it. We'll fix it. We'll spray smell good on it. We'll dress it with the finest clothes. We'll do everything that we can do. But what are we doing for the Lord Jesus Christ? There's no fear of God as a whole anymore. There's no fear. When they can put across the screen, and I saw two black men. I don't know for what kind of advertisement or what, but it's sickening, neighbor, when two black men grab themselves and go to kissing on the mouth. And I'm not talking about a brotherly love kiss. The Bible said greet everybody with a holy kiss. This ain't a holy kiss. This is a lustful kiss. It's no fear of God. And then our news media, bring it out. Till we can all see it.
Right.
And our little kids are believing this thing is all right.
Yeah.
They've even made them believe that they are born this way.
Amen.
I wasn't born to drunk. You wasn't born to drug addict. I wasn't born to liar. Bless God, I become a liar.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Said what? Vehement desire. I want us to look at this word vehement. It's a passion or energetic. Do you know any energetic Christians anymore? Hey, they very few. I did, and I was totally surprised when Nub McCormick, Dobson Trucking, and I know Nub for a long time, Ricky worked for him, and I was totally surprised when they called me and asked if I'd help in his funeral. He talked about Ricky. Ricky worked for him. Me and Ricky had stayed back there in the shop a time or two and praised the Lord.
Amen.
So what I'm saying, if they don't go to church, where are they going to hear it?
That's right.
And he told me just a short time before he died. I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead.
He said, I told my family I'm not going to church with them. Said, it seemed like they cause trouble everywhere they go. Said, I got my preachers that comes in over here and talks to me.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
One with him every day.
Yeah, and on top of that, he had a Watchtower magazine there. And I said, you probably need to trash it.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's right.
Need to trash it?
Yeah.
Because where the good comes in, the devil will come in too.
Right.
He'll try to set up. But you have vehement desire, a passion or energetic. I know I'm not as spiritually energetic as I have been. I know that. I know that. I need to work on it. It ain't all my age and my pain and my problems. Glory to God. I've just backed up. Hello? I've just backed up. And he said, in what zeal? Do we have a zeal of God?
Yeah.
There ain't a young one here. I can go to talking about them. I'm going to take you to the ocean. I'm going to take you to the beach.
Come on.
We're going to the beach. And a zeal will come up in them and their eyes will brighten. When are we going? What time are we going to leave? So get a little older. Could we leave a little bit earlier so we get there and be there about daylight? Could we?
That's right.
I can say, youngins, let's go to church. That's what I said to my grandson the other day. He said, let's go to church. You need church. I don't need to go, said hypocrites in church. Boy, ain't that a zeal.
Yeah, boy. That's the truth, though, Pastor. That's
yeah.
The truth. What are we dealing with?
Listen to somebody besides me.
Yep.
I said, I ain't no hypocrite, and I can't fix nobody else.
That's right, brother. Tell it.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
And it'd be awful to be in hell with a bunch of hypocrites, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Him,
there ain't no excuse for me why I can't be in church.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Yeah. I've watched it on Facebook. I tried to watch it when I was laying there in the hospital.
Bless him,
I tried to watch it on Facebook.
Ain't
it ain't no comparison to
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right,
no comparison.
Amen.
And that'll do when I couldn't do no better.
That's right, brother.
But I'm going to tell you when I can do better and I get
Amen.
Here. Boy, it helps me. Amen. It helps me to be in church. It helped me. Glory to God. Old Ricky's helped me today. He's hollering. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, zeal. We need a zeal. Yea, what? Revenge. In all things we have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Old Paul told him, he said, you've approved yourself or proved yourself to be clear in this matter. And I thought about revenge. And you know, this is the fleshly way to bring, if Andy does me wrong, the revenge to get even with him. That's the fleshly way.
Amen.
But I thought about, and you may not agree with me, and that'll be fine. You can look it up in Webster's or one of them other dictionaries. I don't care. But I thought about the revenge needs to be on Bill.
Come on.
The revenge needs to be on my flesh. Lord, 26 years, you dealt with my heart and I served the devil.
Preach.
And then since I've been saved, the revenge, I need to be at even with this flesh for wasting so much time.
Preach, Pastor.
I need to be aggravated at Bill that I didn't shout when I could have shouted. I didn't get saved when I should have got saved. I didn't preach when God called me to preach. I didn't pastor when God called me to pastor. I need revenge on this flesh. I need to beat Bill back down into his place, realize he's flesh, and uplift the name of Jesus. Can y'all agree with me on that? Can you agree? The lust of the flesh is taking us into destruction. The satisfying of the flesh. Amen. I've said it myself. I need a vacation. I need to get away. Has anybody ever... went on a vacation and come home more rested than you was when you left? I come back broke and wore to a frazzle. Amen. And work that I was doing pretty good with, I dreaded it so bad. A vacation, Christmas, and some of you be so lazy you won't even go back. Ain't it the truth? We love flesh. We love flesh. When mine, Janet had a hamburger attack. I said, Mom, we got ham at the house. She said, I don't know what. Said, I just wanted a hamburger. A hamburger attack. I said, we'll get a hamburger. I was afraid she'd go into DT's. So we stopped at Taste Freeze and got hamburger. And I ate a cheeseburger. And I come home and eat ham.
Praise the Lord.
Did I tell the truth, Mama? Awful close, wasn't it? Do we have an addictive attack that we want the Holy Spirit of God? The house
Praise
of Stephanus
Father,
did.
Praise.
I can't hardly wait to get there. I remember Shannon and Jeff Johnson. I forgot, 30-some, maybe more, straight weeks they went to a revival somewhere. You can't hardly find a revival. If it is, it's 2 or 3 days. 12th verse. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for this cause that had done, for his cause that had done you wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. I need to read over them. Hebrews. And I'll quit. I promise you, I'll quit.
Thank you,
I studied in the message this morning, and I think God just really laid it on my heart. Really laid it on my heart. We've got Miss Krause up here in Logout passed away, and they called us, wanted us to help in her funeral Tuesday, and I need your prayers. And I feel like God gave us a message right out of Hebrews if things don't change. Hebrews 4 and 9. Let me read this to you, and I'll get out of the way. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And you know, I remember it just as well. Usually I don't, but many, many years ago we preached Emma's mama, Miss Hattie's funeral, helped in it. And the troubles and the aggravation of this world, it's no comparison to the glory of God. That's in Romans. And I remembered that message, and I thought about the trouble she'd went through with her sick husband, and then the trouble, many years she suffered through with Boyd, and then the many years she suffered through with old age and troubles of this walk of life. But that won't even compare. Could we get this? Won't even compare to the glory of God, the new body. The new body.
Amen.
I'm needing a hip replacement, but I'm hoping I can die and get my new one in glory.
Right.
Amen. I hope it'll last till I can move on to glory.
Amen.
I got a brand new one. It ain't titanium.
Amen.
God take care of it. I ask you to stand to your feet, brother, if you will, get us a song. I ask you, your flesh is overriding in your life, in your spiritual life. Would you use the altar? If you've never been saved, would you use the altar? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time. The altar's open. Church, I love you from the depth of my heart. I couldn't preach on flesh if I didn't understand what flesh has done for me. And I couldn't preach about Jesus if I didn't know what Jesus had done for me. I'm asking you, would you come? Would you come as the Spirit of God draws us? Sing on, brother. Praise the name of Jesus. God's will for you to stand there and grumble.